Praise God, we pray that coming to you today, that we find you enjoying the goodness of God and the blessings of God. And you know, God's word is fresh, it's alive, and it's new every day. And there's not one situation you will face, not one circumstance you'll be up against that there's not a godly answer, and there's not a godly way to walk out every situation. I like my wife when she says that. We'll be praying about something. We'll be praying about a situation. She'll have a problem. And you can rest assured of this. If you ever talk to me in private or counsel with me in private, or you counsel with my wife in private, then she never tells me what she counsels you about, and I never tell her. These ministers that can't keep a confidence, they don't need to be ministering. I had somebody, you know, tell me one time, and I talked to them. I said, if people come to you in counsel, you have got to keep this private. You cannot tell anybody. And if it gets out, these people will lose confidence in you. You're going to hurt them, and you're going to make them feel like all ministers are that way. Oh, no, Brother Matter. I keep confidence. And come to find out, they were telling everybody in their family everything that was going on in everybody's life that was talking to them. And when I heard about it, I went to him and I told him, I said, you can't do that. Well, Brother Matter, I'm keeping it private. I said, keeping it private is not telling your husband, your daughter, your son, your daughter-in-law, your grandchildren. I said, you can't do that. I said, when somebody comes to you in confidence, they expect you to keep things in confidence, and that means you don't tell anybody unless they give you permission to. Nobody. I said, I've got people that have talked to me over the last 40 years in evangelism, and also these 20 years as a pastor, and they've asked me, Brother Matter, please don't tell anybody. And there's people to this day that I've talked to that nobody knows our conversation and never will know it because they ask us to keep it private. You have got to be somebody that people can trust, and you've got to have a lifestyle of prayer and seeking God to be able to give them godly wisdom and godly understanding. It's not what you'd do. It's not what I do in situations. But it's like my wife says, there's a godly way to walk out every situation. So I want to talk to you about standing on God's word. And I want to go to Hebrews, and I'm going to the 6th chapter. And I'm going to read, and these are very familiar scriptures, and real quick, I'm going to get down and read here, starting at verse 10 in Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then Paul goes on in verse 13, and he says this, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. And then he lists one other thing. Having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So Paul is telling us here to gird up ourselves in the whole armor of God. He's telling us to put ourselves out there to be able to face the devil. And this is what I like about verse 13 at the end of it. It says, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Paul didn't say just do one or two of these things. He said take the whole armor of God. And then he turned around and said, having done all, having done everything, from the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, girding up your loins with truth, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then he says, taking the sword of the Spirit, That is the greatest offensive weapon you have, is the sword of the Spirit. But Paul said, above all, taking all these things, he said, when you've done all this, he said, to stand, he said, then just stand. There's nothing the devil can do if you'll just stand ready to fight, ready to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, ready to know the schemes and wiles of the devil. He said, when you've done everything that you can to stand, he said, just stand there for it. Just stand. Don't be worried. Don't back up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Because when you've done everything that you can do to stand, and you stand, God is going to help fight your battles. He's going to fight for you. He's going to step into the fight. He's going to step in that arena with you. And when he does and makes the word alive, and that sword of the Spirit comes alive in your mouth, then the devil don't know what to do with you, and there's nothing he can do with you, because you bind him. You cut the ties that bind. You destroy the yokes, because you've done all to do to stand. And you stand, therefore. I pray these words to get a hold of your spirit. I want to see them get down in your heart, get a hold of your soul, because in the days we're living in, we need everything we can get to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Remember, doesn't matter what you do, you got to keep the right spirit, and you got to live by the holy word of God. May God bless you.